Human rights organizations in Egypt have criticized what they called the falsity of the Egyptian government's claim to support civil society. A joint statement by 20 prominent organizations said dialogue on a new NGO law to replace an existing repressive one is not on the agenda of the Cairo government.
If they, as they claim that they are a democratic regime and they are open for a real dialogue with NGOs, and they are really willing to have to establish a country that is really enjoying democracy and freedoms and rights, this should not be the attitude.
The statement criticized what it called the stream of legislations that the government is using in order to stifle and intimidate the work of civil society and non-governmental organizations.
By suppressing NGOs, then there is no hope that you are really on the right path.
The joint statement also accused the Egyptian government of especially harassing and prosecuting those who defend human rights.
This campaign to target NGOs and especially human rights organizations is unprecedented. I am speaking to you here from the headquarters of an organization established to defend the rights of prisoners, and I can't tell you enough about how we are being strangled by authorities.
The statement finally stressed that the military-backed government of former army chief and now president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi seeks to eradicate the NGOs. Prominent human rights organizations in Egypt have hit out at a recently approved labor law and an irreversible ruling by Egypt's highest administrative court that threatens the expulsion of any protesting worker as the latest form of crippling the freedoms in Egypt. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.